Welcome to my podcast, Pathfinder Growth Stories for Personal Success, with a new episode that will help you learn and grow in your chosen path to achieve massive success. I'm your host, Anil Mishra. So here we are with Anvesha in part two of this conversation, where she will share her experience on winning the ET Young Leader Award and also provide guidance to aspirants who want to win this prestigious award. So let's continue our conversation. So hello, Anvesha. Once again, welcome to the show.
Hi, Anil. Thank you so much for hosting me today.
Perfect. So I think in our last conversation, you have shared about your journey and how you started your professional career and the key learnings you had. In fact, in the end, you also shared some real great advice, which can be very, very helpful for the students who are looking forward to start their corporate career. So today, let's start our conversation with that great moment where you won the ET Young Leader Award. So why don't you share your experience and also mention how did it happen?
Sure. So in fact, first upfront, I would like to talk to all the new and expecting mothers. I was on my maternity leave when I appeared for first three phases of this. And nothing is impossible if you really think that you can do it. So, never think of that as an impediment to doing anything professionally. You can very well manage both. And I'll talk maybe a little bit about that later. But economic and young leaders, you look at it as a title. It is a very coveted title in the corporate world. People do recognize, all recruiters know about it, all companies are aware that it exists. A lot of them also know about the process and how rigorous it is. It consists of four phases. There's, and I'll talk a little bit more about the phases as well, but more than just the title and winning it, it is about the journey. So these four phases are quite rigorous. And they really test you on different aspects. And at the end of it, you will actually find a great level of self-awareness about your leadership skills. They will actually know what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, and they actually give you a full competency report if you're able to clear phase three or even appear for phase three. So it is a great platform to do that. Plus, it also gives you a way to connect with like-minded and bright minds. And, otherwise in your job front, your experience might be limited to the kind of business results you are driving, what you're doing at work. But here, you're looked at as an individual, you're looked at as a leader, and that's important. And the other is that your interaction with other functions could be very limited in your day-to-day life. You're in marketing, your interaction with the strategy, operations, HR will be slightly limited. But here, you actually get to interact with each one of them on business cases, and hence you actually get to hear different perspectives from people. So all in all, it's a win-win. You should definitely register for it. You should definitely, give it a shot, and you're going to thoroughly enjoy it.
Wonderful, Anvesha. I think that's really inspiring, and more so because you mentioned that you were in your maternity phase during that time. So it is a wonderful achievement for sure. So,
thanks so much, Anil.
So great. So, Anvesha, there'll be many young professionals who'll be eyeing this award after getting inspired by you. So, what is that guidance you have for them? And if you can just quickly share about any tips that you would like to highlight that can be useful to them.
Sure. So, that is for phase-wise, to really crack each phase.
Sure.
So, there are four phases. If you are a corporate domination, you get directly to phase two. Phase one is more a personality test. It is more to assess your working style, your overall personality, and they look for certain leadership skills. However, it's really important to be yourself and be genuine in that assessment, because at the end of the day, they're going to ask you the same questions in four different ways. And hence, if you are bluffing and if there is a less a low consistency in your answers, then anyways the battle is lost. So don't try it, and there is no right or wrong answer there. It's just about who you are, right? So you have to really be honest and don't think too much. The first impulsive answer that you get is most likely who you are. So just go with it. And that's actually a test which is just to filter out on some criteria. The second phase is going to test you on your verbal reasoning and your data interpretation skills. So basically your quant and your verbal. So verbal reasoning is going to be what it has historically been. Is like they give you like a paragraph. And yep. Then they ask you whether, based on that, whether this, they give you another statement and they say whether this can be inferred for sure, really not yeah. sure, or not at all, right? So it gives you like a complete analysis of that paragraph, and you really need to look at it that way. So it's important to be slightly, have a slightly more discretion when you answer those. Speed is important. It is very important to have good amount of speed as well as accuracy. So if you see the time given to answer those questions slightly lesser than what you would really get otherwise, so it's important that you practice a few tests or you actually get some good sleep. Take it at a time when you're relaxed. Don't take it at the end moment. So be calm and relaxed when you take that test, right? If you're able to clear that, go to phase 3. And in phase 3, it is about actually interacting with other people who have qualified at an on-ground assessment. So you are all divided into groups. Okay, so it will be typically a group of 6 or 7 each. And there you will be given a business case study, a couple of business case studies. And you have to sit together and solve the case. Now just remember that it is not you versus the other people. It is actually the group versus the case. So most likely what has happened is that people in the same group, a lot of them have been selected, and if the group as a whole, performs badly, then none of them are selected. So basically you need to make sure that two things. One is that all the questions are answered, and second is that everyone is aligned on the answer. So there has to be consensus on the answer. That's extremely important. Since you might have been out of touch with your typical case studies once you start working, just go back and check what should be a typical case study flow be like . So there, of course, your thought process is more important than anything else. So, of course, it was nice to lead the group, but look at it that the discussion is happening in a very collaborative manner. And then you are given like a written test, which gives you a situation at work, and you are supposed to go into the shoes of that manager and really complete all the tasks given at hand. So it basically tests your multitasking skills as well as your time management. So that's something that is, it's a written test, so and you have to write a lot. So just make sure your writing handwriting is slightly more legible, because we're not used to writing too much these days.
Yeah.
And I think what they might be looking at is prioritization, because there are a lot of tasks. I don't know if sometimes you're not able to complete all of them, but if you're able to prioritize which tasks should definitely happen, which ones you can really, defer to someone else, that is the kind of discretion that I think they're most likely looking at. So that's that. And of course, the final dream phase is phase 4, which is your CEO interview. And that's like a once in a lifetime opportunity, because at no other point in time in your life will a CEO of another company sit across the table with you and listen to your story. Like it's great. So those 45 minutes, you should make the most of it. So prepare really well for that. And what you should really take care there is you have to prepare mainly on 3 aspects. One is prepare on the person that you're going to interview with, the company that the person comes from. Okay, so just make sure that you are very well versed with the kind of person that who is going to interview you. The second is that be very thorough with your own industry, your own company, whatever field you're in, so you don't want to go wrong on that one. And the third is, of course, the macro level. Have a little bit of idea of, you know, if there are any pressing issues that are there at that point. That will help. And the fourth is, just look back at your life so far and just try to think of incidents where you failed, where you've had learning, where you've been successful, so milestones in your life. And then just think about them and deliberate a little and keep those in mind, because those are the ones that you can really quote when you're answering a question, because that helps substantiate what you're saying. So these are the four phases, maybe.
Yep. No, I think thanks for being so elaborate, and I can definitely understand if a person goes through all those phases, forget about winning or not winning, but he will come out as a better individual for sure.
Yes,
so, definitely. Yeah. So wonderful. So so during this entire process, or probably when you came to know about this award itself, so did you had any mentor or anyone who basically helped you in preparation of this, or giving some great perspective?
Yes. So my mentor, Mr. Siddharth Dabhade, he really helped me understand what I should prepare in general about. And of course, because he's my mentor, he knows me very well. So gave me some tips, ideas, gave me some confidence. In fact, the best part about talking to your mentor is that gives you confidence and the motivation. So that's something that's really important. So speak to your mentor. They'll be able to help you. And because he himself has such a senior leadership position, he was able to really give me a lot of tips as to what senior leaders would look for, you know, in a young leader, right? So that's one. I also spoke to Imrana Sheikh, who's also, again, an industry leader. And she gave me amazing tips. And she also, I think one of the things that I still remember what she told me was that if you don't know about anything, if you don't know answer to a question, because the CEO is most likely to know much, much more than you do, and might ask you something which you might not know of. So don't say, I don't know. Just put a point of view forward and say, in my limited experience, this is what I think it could be. I might not have direct exposure to it, but here's what I think about it, or here's how I would handle it. So don't just be like, I have no opinion on this. So don't not have a point of view. Like, never should be a case where you have no point of view. So yeah, that was an important takeaway for me, which I had not thought of, you know. So, and of course, common points they shared with me was to be genuine, to be myself, to make sure that everything I'm saying is authentic and being very honest, because that's something that's extremely important. So I think really talking to a friend, a mentor, a guide really helps, and you should definitely do that.
Wonderful. So tell me this. So how has, like after winning this coveted award, what has changed in your life? Like, is there anything massive difference that you have seen?
I would say a massive difference. So I think on the external front, of course, it is like any other, so to say, if I may call it, like moments of stardom that happen to you. So of course, you're going to be recognized by your peers. You're going to have some moments where, you know, of course, you're going to have that little bit of glory, and so you're going to feel that emotion, of course, but that doesn't last forever. I mean, there's going to be Economic Times Young Leader 2019 now. So of course the limelight shifts on those people. It's not just that, it is something which is going to really transform your life per se. It's not that, but it actually gives you a lot of confidence to yourself, first of all. So what it adds to you as a person in terms of the rich learning which you've had in the experience, in terms of the confidence in yourself that, okay, I have been able to achieve this, hence it builds a certain level of confidence in you, which is really important, and which gives you a validation that, okay, I am sure that I have these skills, and hence you feel really good about yourself, and hence that really showcases or demonstrates itself in the work that you're doing, right? Because when you're confident with yourself, you tend to perform better. So of course that's there. And yes, it is going to help you in if you are doing to do a job interview, because when I switch my job after the ETYL, I happened to switch my job, and in the interviews, interviewers did know about this and they did acknowledge that I had won this award. So, like, a few of them were very, very appreciative of it. So, of course, it kind of gives a certain amount of credibility to you.
Yep.
But, of course, don't take it as something which is like conquering the world and don't let it get to your head. But, yes, it is something which is great. And this is an experience that, trust me, you are going to cherish throughout your life, because this you do not get these kinds of experiences every day.
So, Anvesha, in the final phase of this entire award process, you mentioned you get some chance with the CEO. So why don't you share with whom you were having your interview and how was your experience there?
Yeah, sure. So I interviewed with Mr. Shyam Srinivasan, who's the MD and CEO of Federal Bank. And it was an extremely interesting interview. Like, you know, when you go for such interviews, you don't know what to prepare. And I had to prepare so much. And then I went inside and I realized that whatever I had prepared was not what was being asked, right? So, I mean, it's in these interviews, you can never predict. So when I entered the room, he made me comfortable. He asked me to introduce myself. And then he said, oh, so what do you think about the political scenario in the country? Such an open-ended question, because you don't know what to say to this, because you can't take sides and you can't sound like you have no opinion. So you have to juggle it somewhere in between. And also because it's not a topic which is of too much interest to me. So I always, obviously, though I knew about the facts and figures, I didn't want to get the discussion going in this direction for too long. So
right.
I treated it as like how India Inc. as an organization will be affected by change, frequent changes in leadership and so on. And I looked into that way, and thankfully it steered towards more management-centric questions after that. And a few of other interesting questions that he really asked me were something like, what would you want your daughter to say about you when she's 8 years old? And it's like a question not being just put across to me, but being put across to a mother. And it really made me think that, oh, what really do I want my daughter to think about me? And I mean, my instant answer, it was like, it was nothing that I even thought about at that moment. And I just said, oh, I just wanted to think that I'm making a positive impact, like her mother makes a positive impact wherever she goes, be it at work or be it at home. And that's genuinely what it is. The beauty of such interviews is that it just brings out the genuine side of you. And it's not really to say how much you know or what you know or what you've done, but it is about who you are. And they really probe into that aspect of you. And he asked me questions like, do you learn more from your success or do you learn more from your failure? He asked me questions like, if a leader is not present somewhere, how does a leader ensure that when he's not present there in the future, still the agenda is driven and the mission does not get lost? Or would you like to be an entrepreneur versus a corporate, and why? So all these questions really make you dig deeper into yourself, and that's the journey of self-discovery that you go through even during the interview.
Right.
So it's a great experience. So some people have been asked questions more on their work and career journey, but my interview was completely on a very personal front.
Yes.
And hence, it was an amazing experience for me. And in fact, at the felicitation function, he spotted me from a distance and he said, hey, how was your baby? And I was so touched by the humility, because I had met him some 2 months ago, and he really remembered that. And, you know, having coming to me and saying that was such a great gesture. And that's what defines these leaders, you know, and that's when you know that they are where they are, because they are just so humble. So
yep.
I think it's a great learning.
No, awesome. I think I while you were mentioning itself, I was getting that feeling. So I can surely understand the way you might have been feeling while you were having discussion with Mr. Shyam. So great, Anvesha. I want to understand. So are there any books and any other resources that have inspired you? And what is that you are reading right now?
So, I actually like reading anything and everything under the sun, usually. But I'm actually not reading any right now, per se. I end up reading a lot of blogs and a lot of newsletters on my way to work, coming back, because with a small baby, I'm not able to read books, too many books right now. But reading is extremely important in whatever way you can. But I do take out time, I just kind of steal time to read as and when I can. That's extremely important. And a very good book that I have read, which I'm not reading now, but I had read during my maternity leave and which has stayed on with me, is Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. It's an amazing book which has really inspired me, not just because of the excellent tips that she's given, it is also because it is written in a very realistic manner. Mm-hmm. It is not written idealistically like, oh, everything is going to work out and you're going to definitely be able to do it. Being a mother, everything will be simple. No. She puts across the challenges. She tells you about the ground realities. She actually tells you what it is like being a woman at a workplace, what it is like being a mother, what are the challenges you could face. And then she tells you what are the ways in which you can help yourself. And it really goes on to make you feel stronger about it, make you think that, yes, you can do it. And that's the beauty of that book. And that's why I really enjoyed it. And I've implemented some of the learnings in my life. I think any book that is able to inspire you at a level where you're also, using those learnings in your day-to-day life is great. So that's the book that's really inspired me.
Great. Thanks, Anvisha, for sharing. I will mention this book name in the show details as well. And finally, why don't you share any advice you have for our listeners, and especially working mothers, that they can implement today to kickstart their success journey?
Sure. So I think it is, I have actually so many advices, but yes, I will give you top three. So first is that you have to ask for help. It is like, sometimes we assume that, okay, because this is, we are now mothers and hence we will not be able to manage. Ask people for help and people are more than willing to help you. Ask your family for help. Ask your spouse for help. Ask your co-workers to help. Somebody will step up and help you. So don't give up too easily. Just see that how can you manage things better and try and do that. And don't give up too soon. So don't give up before you actually give up is basically, the mantra. The second is that don't try to think that you're going to have it all. The key is not to actually have the best of both worlds, but just to juggle it. I don't think something like balance exists for working women. It's not like you are going to be able to do both, to the fullest. So I think you have to be just present in the moment. That really helps. So if you're at home, don't stress about work. Don't stress about work. When you're in office, be in office. Don't worry about home. Just try and focus on the present. If you're in a meeting, be in the meeting and be completely present physically and mentally. Don't think about whether your baby has eaten food or not, because you cannot do anything about it anyway. So sit there and focus on the meeting. It's difficult, but it's important, because then and only then will you be able to do both things at a level that is satisfactory to you, right? And third is, be very happy about the choice that you make. Don't feel guilty about it. If you've decided to give up work and be at home and take care of your baby, be content with it, because that's what you're doing, a great job. You're actually doing it for the baby. So do that with full heart. If you have decided to keep working and you've decided to take the plunge and be at work, just do it with full heart and just be happy about the choice that you've made, because that's your personal choice. So I think that guilt is the biggest thing that comes to you, and once you're able to get rid of that, is when you're able to contribute better, you're able to perform better. So I think that's
great
mantra for me.
No, I think that's very, very sound and practical advice which you have given, Anvisha. I am sure people will be benefiting a lot with it. So with that, thank you, Anvisha, for coming to my show and sharing some really exciting nuggets from your success story. And I'm sure this will help our audience to create a pathway for their success. with that, we come to an end for today's awesome episode, and bye until we meet again with another exciting personal success story. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anil.
I hope you enjoyed our today's episode as much as I did while having conversation with my guest, and have taken some practical tips that you can implement today to start defining your pathway to success. Love listening to this podcast. Don't forget to share this with your friends and colleagues to help achieve their potential and create new chapter of success. I am sure they'll be thrilled with your suggestion. You can connect with me at my Twitter handle @AnilKM108, Instagram handle @Pathfinder_Anil, or you can write to me at anil.m.consulting@gmail.com with your suggestions and feedback to improve this podcast. Bye for today, and I look forward to bringing another exciting episode soon. Till then, go and create your pathway for success.